want to give you a quick announcement, or a couple quick announcements. And one, I want to give you a financial update. We've been in the season. We've talked about taking the training wheels off. And for us as a church, that means that we're becoming self-sufficient. And not on our own, with God's help. By God's grace, we're going to be able to hopefully pay our own bills. And when you start out a new church, a lot of times you're trusting a lot of other people, a lot of people that don't go to our church that have been giving, a lot of other churches that invested in us and believed in us. And really at about the three-year mark, that begins to wane. And so one of the things we talked about was that we need to take the training wheels off and learn to kind of ride the bike on our own and not be dependent on these other churches and other people. And it was funny, when I did that, Jody Adcock sent me a picture of a kid on a bike that was like all scraped and broken. And she's like, let's just not do this, right? Because everyone knows when you take the training wheels off, you always stumble a couple of times. So anyway, in the mode of that, let's look at April giving. No, I'm joking. It wasn't that bad, but we do have some ground to make up. And so I sort of joke, but there is a reality that, man, we've got to invest and we've got to continue to do this. And really the goal of this is that we're going to have more fun riding a bike on our own. And so for us, the idea is that every dollar that you guys give goes to mission. It helps advance the mission of Christ. And Chris read our mission statement earlier. It's what we're about. Everything for us is about making disciples who live for the glory of God and the good of our world. And every dollar goes to that end. And so I just want to encourage you to be faithful as you look at some of these numbers. I want to let you know our average giving per month has been about a little over 43,000. You can see April was significantly behind that. And so that continues to put us a little bit behind. And honestly, we talked about January was a little rough. February, March were pretty good. April, we tend to drop back down. So let me show you what we have in terms of cash in the general fund. You can see that number is not very big. And so you can imagine if we're behind in May as far as we were behind in April, that number almost zeros out, which is not where we need to be. And I just want to encourage you to really be praying about giving it here in the month of May and June. And that brings us to the next slide. As far as what we need, our budget year, our fiscal year for us as a church, we go July to June. And so we finish up our annual year on June 30th. And so for us to be able to finish up this year where we need to, what we need to have come in between now and then is almost 80 grand. And so that's going to be a significant chunk for us. And, if you've been around church for a while, summer's usually not the high watermark in terms of giving. And I just wanted to make you aware of this, let you guys know about that so you can be praying. Also, I want to really encourage you, would you consider automating your giving? Because summer, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. You've got vacations, you've got trips planned, you're in and out. It's easy just to forget, and even when your intentions are good, just to forget to go ahead and write that check because you're not here in the building with us. And if you would consider automating that, there's some great ways to do that on our website. You can get on and look at that. But just ask you to pray for that. And if you're not giving anything, if you're not yet, maybe you're new here and this is and you're just starting out, or maybe you've just been in a place where it's been hard for you to do that, would you just really seek the Lord and just pray and say, God, how do you want me to be a part of this family? How do you want me to help carry the mission forward in terms of Redemption Church? And just pray about that. And maybe just sign up, even if it's a small amount. And one thing I know is very few of us can do everything in terms of meeting that dollar amount, but we can all do something. And so whatever amount it is that God puts in your heart, I just would love for 100% of us to be engaged somehow. And if you'd automate that and just make that an automatic thing, that'd be fantastic and really serve us well. So can I pray for that? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for just the generosity of our people that have helped a brand new church that's been that was birthed 3 years ago, that's coming up through the toddler stages, that has really been able to depend on some others. Father, I thank you for the generosity that now we are really almost 100% of our funds come from the people in this room, week in and week out. Father, I thank you for what you've been able to do. I thank you that it's remarkable that that was our goal and that you're actually bringing that to fruition. God, we also know that, man, it's challenging in a down economy for us to be able to meet some of these numbers. Father, I pray just that you would provide over and above even what we're asking, that you do more than we can ask or think. God, would you meet our needs? Would you sustain us as a church? God, it's your church, and we're here as those who have been deployed and put here at this outpost for your gospel here in the city. Father, I pray that we would be a light to the city, that we would have a lasting presence. God, that you would continue to cause us to flourish. God, just breathe life into us. Provide for each family here. Provide for those who are out of work. Father, and then through that, Father, would you provide for your mission to go forward here at Redemption? Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.